Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witnessed radio broadcast, coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. We are in the book of Revelation, chapter 13, verse 1. And the dragon stood on the sand of the seashore. Then I saw a beast coming up out of the sea, having 10 horns and 7 heads, and on his horns were 10 crowns, and on his heads were blasphemous names. And the beast which I saw was like a leopard, and his feet were like those of a bear, and his mouth like the mouth of a lion. And the dragon, Satan, gave him his power and his throne and great authority. This beast that he saw coming up out of humanity and the nations is a system, a beast system, off which the Antichrist himself will rule, and of which he will rule. But they are Gentile kingdoms. We first hear about them, Gentile empires that will touch Jerusalem. Jesus prophesied to us about them. When they ask him, when will you set up your earthly kingdom? Jesus said, this is from Luke 21:24, he prophesied the destruction of the second temple and that the Jews would fall by the edge of the sword and be led away captive unto all nations. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until is a time word, until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. Gentile possession of Israel fell under 4 empires that were prophesied in the book of Daniel. So we go back to the book of Daniel and we find out who these 4 empires were that the beast itself is going to show forth those empires, their parts. And now we have to go to Daniel chapter 2. Daniel, as you know, and we said yesterday, and you need to go back really in the archives of this week and catch up with us. And if you haven't been with us for the whole study of the book of Revelation, you can go back to, I think it's July 16 on our archives and catch up. But now we're looking at the beginning. We're looking at the Bible definition of the Babylonian system and of the times of the Gentiles. And it began with Babylon. We've already looked at Babylon's beginnings under Nimrod this week. And now we are at King Nebuchadnezzar, and he's carried off Israel's best and finest young men, about 10,000 of them. And so here we see that after he's carried them off, and Daniel and the 3 Hebrew children with him have passed the king's college, then in the second year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, he dreamed dreams, wherewith his spirit was troubled and his sleep broke from him. Actually, it says in the Hebrew translation, the Hebrew says, his spirit pounded itself. This is terrible. You know, we're a spirit and we live in a body. His spirit pounded itself. So he had to know something. He called together the magicians, the astrologers, the sorcerers, and the Chaldeans, and he asked that they tell him his dream and they tell him its meaning. Now the Babylonian, will we be reading this more than once, but Babylonia had a culture that was known for its vast collection of tablets and records. It excelled in the studies of astronomy, astrology, as well as geometry, mathematics, and law. And so they had a wonderfully sophisticated collection of astronomical and astrological data. We actually count our 60 minutes to an hour, 60 seconds to a minute from the Babylonian system. And so, very interesting, isn't it, how we count time by that? So he called together all this vast college of astronomers and astrologers, and he said to them, show me the dream and show me the interpretation of it, and I'll give you lots of gifts and rewards. And they said, King, we can't do that. You tell us the dream, and then we'll tell you the interpretation. Well, he knew they could make up anything. So he said, no, you've got to tell me the dream, and if you don't, then I'm going to chop you up to pieces. So Daniel got wind of this, and he said, hey, we're in this. He said, I'm going to chop all of you up to pieces and put you on a manure pile. So Daniel said, he realized that they could be killed as well, and other Jews. So he asked for more time, and he got it. And he went to his friends, and they desired, I like the way this is stated in Daniel chapter 2, verse 17. Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions. that they would desire. This is united prayer. They had united prayer. That's what we're getting ready to have in Branson. They had a united prayer, and they desired mercies of the God of heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. God often deals with Daniel in night visions in this book. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. And Daniel answered and said, "Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. He changes the times and the seasons." Now we're going to find out that when the Antichrist comes, he's going to attempt to change signs. But it's God's business to change the times and the seasons. He removes kings and sets up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise. Verse 22, he reveals the deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness, and the light dwells with him. I thank you and praise you. And then Daniel and the Hebrew children give thanksgiving to God for answering their prayer. Then he asked for an audience with the king. And in verse 20, and I like the way he says this too in verse 27. Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, "The secret which the king demanded, cannot the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians, and the soothsayers show unto the king? But there's a God in heaven that reveals secrets and makes known to King Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days." What shall be? There's no chance that this won't come to pass. It certainly shall happen, and we are living in the latter days. You, King Saul, he's going to give him the dream first and then the interpretation. You saw a great image. It must have been like a colossus. Some drawings of it are like a huge, gigantic, a warrior type. You saw a great image whose brightness was excellent, and the form thereof was terrible. This image's head was of fine gold, his breast and his arms of silver, his belly and his thighs of, King James says brass, but it's copper, his legs of iron, his feet part of iron and part of clay. So we have him from the top to the bottom. Now this image, Nebuchadnezzar's image, is the times of the Gentiles. The times of the Gentiles begin with Nebuchadnezzar. He was the first to go in and trodden down Jerusalem. And they are going to end in the ten-toed kingdom that grows out of the old Roman Empire, and of which the Antichrist himself is set up as the head. And when his kingdom is crushed in the time of the toes, then Jesus will come, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and set up his earthly kingdom. So this image is the times of the Gentiles. And this King Nebuchadnezzar sees them as metallic beings. Later on, Daniel's going to see them as beasts. You saw the image's head was of gold, his breast and arms of silver, his belly and thighs of copper, his legs of iron, his feet part of iron and part of clay. You saw till. Till is a time word. A stone was cut out without hands, which smote the image upon his feet that were of iron and clay, and broke them to pieces. Then all of it comes down together. The iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, the gold, broken to pieces together. It's the entire Babylonian system, with Babylon as its head, Nimrod as its head, even in Nebuchadnezzar later. It all comes down, is broken to pieces, and becomes like the chaff of the summer threshing floors. You remember Jesus said, "Watch the fig tree, Israel. Watch the other trees, the other nations. When they come into the prophetic places, then you know summer is at hand." Here's the summer he's talking about. Summertime in Israel is when the crops come in, when the wheat is harvested, and they beat it, you know, and in the olden days they would put it on this round screen type thing and they'd toss it to the air and the wind would blow away the chaff. That's going to happen from the complete top to bottom of the Babylonian system. The Gentile empires that touch Jerusalem, the times of the Gentiles. No place will be found for them, and the stone kingdom that is set up in the earth is the visible kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it will fill the whole earth. Now that's the dream. He told him the dream. Now he's giving him, Daniel's going to give him the interpretation. You, O king, you're the head of gold. Verse 38, Daniel 2:39. After you shall arise another kingdom inferior to you. This is the silver kingdom of two arms. Silver is inferior to gold. And then a third kingdom of copper, which shall bear rule over all the earth. The silver is the Medo-Persians. The copper is Alexander the Great and the Grecian Empire. And the fourth kingdom shall be strong as iron. For as much as iron breaks in pieces and subdues, and as iron that breaks all things, it shall break in pieces and bruise. This is the mighty Roman Empire that was worse than all the others. Took over almost the whole earth, prophetic earth, not this side of the globe, but the other side, the prophetic side of the globe. And the fourth kingdom broke in pieces. But you saw, and the feet, now the iron legs, there was an eastern and a western part of the western first and then eastern part of the Roman Empire. And you saw what grows out of the old Roman Empire, the 10 toes that were part of clay, which is weak, and iron, which is strong. And you saw, verse 44, in the days of these kings, the toe kings, you saw, I think about this, I'm glad I don't live in the time of the golden head. I don't live in the Medo-Persian silver arms time. I don't live in Alexander the Great, the beginning of the Grecian times, even though we're in the end of them. But I do live in the times when the old Roman Empire is being revived, primarily out of something called the European community. And he says, you saw, verse 45, that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands. Oh, I like verse 44. I skipped over it. In the days of these kings, the toe kings, the multi-headed ones, the weak and strong. In the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people. And remember that the book of Daniel is primarily concerned in Daniel's prayers with Israel, Jerusalem, the seed of Jacob. And they're going to be the God's earthly rulers from Jerusalem, D.C., the remnant of the Jews. The great God hath made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter. The dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof is sure. Folks, you can be sure that exactly what is written here in the book of Daniel is going to come to pass. And we're going to learn about the beast system and Daniel's visions of the beast next week, which tie in to the book of Revelation. We do hope you can come and be with us next week. Next Wednesday, we're actually starting with a day of prayer at noon. We'll be having our stream live prayer from the Hilton in Branson, Missouri. And 7 o'clock that night, Lynn Hammond's going to come and lead us in prayer. No singing, no offering, just leading in prayer. And we officially begin on Thursday and go through Monday. If you can come be with us, we'd love to have you. You can find out more about it at billybrim.org or call us at 1-800-972-3447. Register if you can come, and we'll be all ready to meet you with a smile and a name tag and ready to put you at work praying for this nation. Shalom, shalom.